The president today did denounce violence, but once again spread the blame to include counter-protesters.
I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent.
The Charlottesville police chief, when asked whether one side was more responsible than the other, said it was an alt-right rally. But witnesses say both sides came prepared for a fight.
We did have mutually combative individuals in the crowd.
But the chief said the white nationalists did not follow the agreed-upon plan and began entering the park from other directions. The rally's organizers, including Jason Kessler, have said they were following the law and were nonviolent. Clearly, some were.
I'm not saying we're nonviolent. I'm saying that we didn't aggress. We did not initiate force against anybody. We're not nonviolent. We'll kill these people if we have to.
I only tell you this. There are two sides to a story. I thought what took place was a horrible moment for our country. A horrible moment. But there are two sides.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe just released a written statement calling what happened here an act of domestic terrorism. This was not both sides, he says. A public memorial for the woman who was killed at this intersection, Heather Heyer, is scheduled for tomorrow.